The Rockford Area Arts Council posted a statement June 5th saying that they are standing in solidarity with Black and Brown communities. Mary McNamara Bernstein is the executive director of the Arts Council. She says it's important to speak out.
And I think it's just, we are leaders as artists to say this is intolerable. These actions are unacceptable. The way society is run right now is not equitable.
McNamara Bernstein says the arts community should lead the way.
But that may be by listening. It may not be by, you know, leading the way, which I think is maybe the typical, maybe white reaction to say, I think I know what we can do here.
Kristen Hubbard is the audience services manager at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. He says the theater has diversity in its shows, but before now, there wasn't much talk about standing up against racism. He says recent protests forced them to take a stand.
It's easy for people to fall back on their laurels and just work with what brought them to the dance.
Carrie Johnson is the executive director and curator of the Rockford Art Museum. She says there wasn't much talk about racism at the organization before the protests.
I think it's a failure from our institution.
She says the museum isn't alone.
I guess it's kind of a failure in our history of institutions as well, where for so long we can say we're as inclusive as possible.
Johnson says the staff at the museum needs more education.
We don't know everything, but we are willing to listen and we are willing to now move forward and act on this. So this was a good kick to us, just saying we need to get in gear. How can we be an active institution?
McNamara Bernstein says the council has had ongoing conversations to ensure that everyone is included.
And we looked around a couple of months ago, actually, three at the beginning of COVID, and said, hey, we don't have a diversity and inclusion policy in our handbook. So we added that, and that was before the most current events.
She says she hopes that those who aren't happy with the council's stance take a look at themselves.
So I'd say to those people that if it's making you uncomfortable, you're in the right spot. Don't run away, run towards that discomfort. And I think you'll find transformation in that.
Johnson says that the art museum is a space for everyone, and those who don't agree with their stance should be open.
So maybe somebody that doesn't believe in Black Lives Matters could feel welcome to come into our space, but have that conversation and have an open mind about those conversations. And they're hard conversations to have, but we have to have them.
Hubbard says that's a tricky subject.
The people that come in to see our shows, older, white, wealthy people. And we know the people that are usually upset about Black people getting a voice are, you know, older, wealthy, white people.
But it really comes down to one thing.
I think that the people in power, not just the Paramount, but all over the world and all over the country are starting to see that there's a clear line, and it's not a color line, it's a moral line. It's what's right and what's wrong.
Hubbard's mother is Black, but his perspective is very different.
I'm half Black, half white. I have very fair skin due to my mom being extremely light skinned. So I'm white passing. So I have a fair amount of privilege.
He says people who look like him can't be the only ones who are making decisions.
A lot of people that I've talked to say they want a seat at the table. All right, the table is yours.
Hubbard's message is similar to McNamara Bernstein's and Johnson's, and that is, it's time for the white community to listen. I'm Yvonne Booz.